Lord tonight for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody help me tonight.
This evening, I pray that you're feeling good in the Lord. Amen. Tonight is prayer service, and there's several needs that we need to pray about, and we know that God is a prayer answering God. And we just pray that you will pray with us now. In Mark chapter 5, if you'll take your Bibles, turn to the scripture, and then I'll read the prayer request in a few minutes. We always try to have the prayer service on the first Wednesday night of the month and ask the Lord to meet the needs of the people. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we look to you this evening. We're thankful for an opportunity to be in the house of God again. The people are here, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we need to pray. We need a time of constant communication with you.
Yes.
Lord, there's people who are suffering in many different places that are depending on the prayers of the saints here.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray tonight that you will hear the prayers,
yes,
meet the needs, O God,
yes,
and reach down and help those who are suffering in a way that we don't know what's going on with them.
Yes.
Lord, we know that the situations are not in our control, but they're in your control.
Yes.
And Lord, the people are depending on you to come and do that for them.
Yes.
You said if we have a need, to place it on your altar. Lord, we come to place every need on your altar tonight.
Yes.
Lord, because you've already bore the stripes for our healings. Lord, you said you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory.
Yes.
May you come tonight, Lord, and spiritually take charge of their life.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Just to speak a few minutes of the word, just to encourage our hearts before we pray. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. Amen. I'd like to say welcome to Brother Jensi. I'm not sure who it is, from Congo. God bless you, brother. Amen. Becker with Brother Neville. Amen. He's visiting from the Congo. Glad to have him with us tonight. Mark 5 and 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. There's many people that's spending a lot of money on doctors. This woman had spent all of her living trusting in men. And there's a lot of sicknesses, a lot of disease in this hour, and people are trusting in doctors, in their medicines, and all that they have. And I'm not saying we're against that at all. Brother Branham said that God heals through doctors. He heals through medicines. He heals through different ways. And so we look at the situation here, and as we were preaching on Sunday and talking about the different ones, and when they fell down, when they saw him, they fell down. When they realized he knew who they were, they fell down. Here's another person that has come in the presence of Jesus. When she came into the presence of Jesus, what did she do? She knew she was no longer hid, but she fell down. And you know what? If we could get more people in the presence of Jesus, their confession would be honest and true, and God would meet their needs. Amen. So if you want to get something from the Lord Jesus, you need to come with a confession of heart that's truthful, that's obedient, and that's pleasing to God. Every time that people did that, if you read through the scripture, every time they did that, he was always willing to touch them and to help them and to meet their need. And so tonight we want you to realize that if you need something from the Lord, you need to bow down and worship him with all your heart, because he's willing to give you what you need. But you know what? Many people don't fear God. They don't care about God much. They only care about God when they have a problem. Then they pray. God bless you, Brother Milton. Brother Eugene, good to see you in the family. Amen. A little bit of surprise. Amen. If you would turn with me over to Hebrews chapter 4 for a moment, because I believe it's a very touching thing that the Lord has done for us in the age that we're living. People think that God's not doing the same thing, but my Bible says he's still the same. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then you should never stop believing. Amen. That God can heal you. Amen. That it can save somebody's soul or change the direction they're going in. Never stop believing if he's still the same. Amen. He said, "I'm the Lord God and I change not." Amen. When he decides that it's time to shut the door, then you got a problem. But until he closes the door, keep pressing the battle. Keep pressing on with people. Try to win every soul that you can, because we're getting near the end time. Amen. So in Hebrews chapter 4, I want to read just a little bit here. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick. It's quick. Amen. And it's powerful. Amen. and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You need to understand that these men of God realized the importance of what Jesus was. When he stood on the earth before them, he knew the thoughts and the intent of their heart. If he's the same Lord God, same yesterday, today, and forever, he still knows exactly what the thought, the intent, and your desire is tonight. So as I just spoke, you've got to believe that he's still the same. He said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Does everybody have something to do with Jesus? Amen. You that are believers, you have something to do with Jesus? Amen. Then Jesus cares about what you're thinking. Amen. He cares about what you're going through right now. Whether it's sickness, whether it's spiritual problems, whatever it is, he knows what you have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So when you think you're going through something that nobody else knows about, my Bible said that Jesus went through every temptation. So when you say, you don't understand me, I may not, but he does. Amen. So when you go through the temptation, he's standing there as judge and jury and lawyer to take care of the whole situation. He's the one that's understanding the whole process. Because he says he was tempted like we were in all points. I think you have nowhere to go. I think you are sitting here under a word of God that can tell you without doing anything else that this Bible has got all of your sins pointed out, all your mistakes pointed out, all your situations are pointed out, and Jesus says, I've suffered through them all. Amen. You think he don't know what's going on around here? You think he don't know what you're being tempted with? You think this computer thing is a new thing? Before the foundation of the world, he knew. Amen. And he knows how to handle every situation. Amen. You say, but Brother Mike, they didn't have computers back then. He was smarter than computers. If you lack wisdom and knowledge, he said, ask me. Amen. Let me finish reading this. Let's go to 14 again. He says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Now he's given us an avenue. I know what you're in. Don't be afraid to approach me. I know the situation. Don't be afraid to come to me and say, I've got this problem. I'm in this situation. Because he's already been there. He already knows. He already understands. He says, so let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Is he a way maker? My Bible says he is the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers and sisters, there is no situation. As you read the scripture and look at it, if you take it for what it says without anything else, he's telling you, I've got a way out. Amen. He says, I'll give you grace. I'll give you mercy. I've got the understanding. I've got compassion. I've got everything you need. But you just need to come. Amen. But you got to come honest. Your situation is very important to him, but he wants you to understand that if it's important to him, then it needs to be important to you. Not just using him when you want to use him. That's too many people. That's their problem. Well, I'll serve the Lord, you know, when I need him. You need him. Without anything else going on, you need him now. That high priest is standing available. And I'm going to read a couple of quotes here. Brother Branham talks about how that he's a present help now. He's the high priest now. He takes care of the situation now. He's a present tense God now. What is it, brothers and sisters? The more I look at the scripture, the more I read the Bible, the more I realize, why should I be worrying about so many things? Sometimes I don't have the answer for people. I don't know exactly how to give them their answer, but I understand that he knows how. Amen. They may not be sufficient the way I answer it. They may not be sufficient the way I look at it, but he is all sufficient. Amen. He says in every situation, he knows the temptation. So when I'm being challenged on every side, he knows the temptation. When I'm having a bad day, he knows the situation. When the devil's telling me I'm not a Christian, he knows the situation. I heard Brother Branham on the way to church, he said, if the devil tells you you're not a Christian, you tell him you are. Amen. He said, how do I know if it's from the Lord or if it's from the devil? He said, if the devil's telling you bad things, it's from the devil. He said, the devil won't tell you good things. He said, but if it's being good, he said, it's from the Lord. He just really simplified life. He said, just take it that way. He said, so if it's coming from the Lord, he will give you the blessings of the word. Brothers, we should stand on nothing less than the promises of God. He said, now the Bible said, lean not into their own understanding in 1965. He said, now the Bible said, the New Testament, he is the high priest right now. Not past. He started it from the past, but he never stopped being it. He said, he's the high priest right now. He said he continues the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is the high priest forever. There is no other high priest but him. Amen. You hear the words of a prophet of God? There is no other high priest but him. Amen. He said, no other mediator between God and man but the man Christ. That's right. He's the only one. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if he remains that same high priest, and the Bible said we can touch him. Amen. By the feelings of our infirmities, like that little woman did that touched his garment. Your faith can touch him tonight, and he'll act the same way. She snuck up behind him. She was afraid to face him for some reason, but she said, if I could just get to him. And somehow she got behind and she just touched the hem of his garment. That's all she did. And immediately she was healed. Why? It wasn't because she touched the garment. It was because her faith in why she was touching the garment. Amen. That's what made the difference. If God gives you that faith, you can touch God and God will hear you. He said, like that little woman that touched the garment, your faith can touch him tonight and he'll act the same way. In human flesh. Like he did when he was in human flesh at Abraham's oak. You believe me? Who was that back there at Abraham's oak? He was the same one. From Genesis to Revelations, he was the same one. He had to be the same yesterday. He had to be the same today. And continuing on, he cannot change that. He is our high priest. We've got something to really praise God for tonight, that when we got feelings of infirmity, feelings of disgust, of distress, of nobody loving you, or somebody that loves you has betrayed you, there's some way that you can go to the high priest tonight, and the high priest will come, and he'll give you love, he'll give you peace, he'll give you joy and contentment. But that high priest knows already what you're suffering with. Do you believe he knows what you're suffering with? He knows everything about you. He comes along. Let me just go. He said the Hebrews, the Bible that I just read from, that Jesus Christ now is our high priest. that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. He said, how many knows the truth? That's true. He said, the Bible said that he's the high priest now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Then if he's the same high priest that he was then, how would he act now? He would have to act the same way he did then. If he's the same high priest, now you might, let me go. He said, now you might, I'm not your high priest. Brother Branham said, I'm not your high priest. You might touch me, and it'd be just like touching your husband or your brother or what more, a man. But you got to touch Jesus. Jesus, he already said, is the high priest. And Jesus is the only high priest. He was he that was, which is, and shall come. He's the same. He's the Alpha and Omega. Remember the service on Sunday. When John turned to see, he said, John, I'm the first and the last. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I'm the in-between. I'm everything that you need. John was looking at something that was powerful. He said, so here he was. He says, I'm not your high priest. You might touch me. You might touch me. You might touch one of the other brothers and have confidence in their prayers. But still, it's touching Jesus Christ that you believe that they're praying the prayer of faith. Amen. Many people come looking at Brother Branham. Brother Branham was the one who was standing there. And he said, if Jesus was standing here in the suit like I have on, he said he can do no more than he's already done. So what is it? You have the faith that Jesus Christ lives in the pastor. Jesus Christ lives in the deacon. Jesus Christ lives in your husband. Jesus Christ lives in the wife. What are you doing? You're not praying to the person, but you're touching. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst. Who's going to be in the midst? The high priest is coming down here. So when we come together to believe, it's all in the power and the might and the glory of Jesus Christ. Nobody can take that glory. He said that little woman, talked about another little lady. He says that little lady with gray hair sitting there, he's beginning to talk about, he's preaching the message, works his faith expressed. He said that little woman with gray hair sitting there looking at me right here, do you believe God? Do you believe that God can reveal to me what you're thinking about there? Got a tumor on the breast. You believe God can take it off of you for you? Yes. Have faith and believe. Now, what did she touch? What did she touch? He's pointing us now. What did she touch? The woman that touched the border of his garment, the Bible said, you that want to get the Bible, he said, he's the high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Isn't that right? He's that high priest, and he's standing right here. Now people are touching him. Hallelujah. So when he was standing there and he would see the visions and he would see the things, he said, who did they touch? They weren't touching Brother Branham. They were touching Jesus. He said he's the same God. He said he's got to do the same thing the same way. You've got to touch the high priest. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our high priest, and we worship him, and no other one can do that. So the glory of God tonight is that when we come to pray, it's because we have faith and confidence that our high priest is still standing there to feel our affliction, our problem, that nobody else understands. There's a lot of people that don't understand where you're at. There's a lot of people that I won't even understand maybe where you're at. But there's one that we read about that he knows every temptation there is. And he knows every situation that you're facing. So therefore, he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. And what's he going to do? He'll talk with you. He'll take care of you. That situation is where we got to put our confidence and faith in him tonight. So tonight, I'm not looking to be to a man, but we're looking to Jesus Christ. That's the only man that can heal us. Brother Branham would often say, I can't do anything except he tells me what the problem is. And Jesus would say, I can do nothing except the Father shows me. Where are they putting all this on? The power of God. So when we put it in the hands of Almighty God, devils have to step back. They have to step back because Jesus Christ has made a way in. Amen. And if you're the seed of God, just like the little woman who touched his garment, if you just would be obedient. You know, Jesus went out of his way one time. He was traveling with the disciples, and he went by the way of Samaria. And he said, I need to go by way of Samaria. And they were probably thinking, why is he going by Samaria? It's a long way around to where we're going. But he knew that somebody was there that needed a touch. And he was willing to go out of his way. How about us today? Is anybody willing to go out of your way to help somebody? Pray for somebody? Let them know about Jesus Christ? We're so busy this day and time that we don't have much time to go out of our way. But Jesus went out of his way. Why? He knew there was a seed. There was a calling. He went by the way of the well, and that little lady, here she come out. Brother Branham talks about a little story and says she was a beautiful little lady. And she comes out, and the disciples, he sent them down to get bread. He said, but what they did is they went over and hid behind the bush to see what is he going to do. He says, here comes this woman. What is he going to do with this woman? And the woman comes up, and he says, give me a drink. And she starts, of course, saying, you know, well, we don't have association with you Jews. We're Samaritans. And Jesus says, but if you knew who I was, I'd give you water that you never thirst again. And she said, I'd like to have some of this water. He said, well, go get your husband. And they're all going, what in the world? What kind of conversation is this? What is Jesus doing? And you know, they're watching him and how he's behaving. And they know that she's a bad woman because she comes out at a different time of day. And Jesus knew she was a bad woman. And she was coming out at a different time of day. And Jesus knows if you're a bad woman. He knows if you're a bad man. And he knows when you're coming out, what you're doing. Some of you come out at midnight. Maybe some of you come out at 2 o'clock in the morning where nobody can see what you are. But he knows you're coming out. Sometimes you come out at a time that you think nobody's around. But if you're God's seed, he knows where you're at. And he'll come where you are and he'll begin to talk with you. He'll say, remember the scripture said this. Remember the messenger said this. And some way the seed that been planted in your mind, you start thinking, oh God, I'm trapped. You should be thank God for that trap. Amen. If you got the mind to think that God would care enough to come and talk with you, you should thank God. Amen. It's not a trap. It's actually he's opening the door. Amen. And a lot of you need your door open. You need God to come in and see where you're sitting at when nobody else is around you. You need God to express himself to you. And as he began to express her, go get your husband. She says, I don't have a husband. He said, true. They're sitting there going, uh-oh, there's a problem. He told her to go get her husband, and she said, I ain't got one. Jesus ain't never made a mistake before. Now what's happened? Jesus said, that's true. And they're like, it's true? Because the one you got now, you've had five and the one you got now ain't yours. They go, wow, he still ain't missed it nowhere. I'm going to tell you what, friends, he does not miss it. I might miss, you might miss, but he don't miss. They said, what? How can he know these things? And Nathaniel says, well, I remember when Andrew come to get me, he says, you know, we found him. He goes, nothing good can come out of Nazareth. But he said, but come and see. And before he could say a word, he said, a man in whom is no guile. Amen. Amen. He knows all about, if you're a son of God, he knows all about you. Amen. He said, Rabbi, where did you know me? He said, before he called you. Amen. You were praying under the tree. He knew that. He says, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, you need to get in that presence. When you get into that presence and you believe the Word of God, God can fill you with His Holy Ghost. And when that happens, you say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. So whatsoever, he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, You're going to get it. Oh, it comes down to believing him fully. Comes down to humility fully. Comes down to honest confession fully. You can't fool me, but you can't fool God. So brothers, if you need something from God tonight, before we pray, think on these things. He knows where you are. He knows if he needs to go out of his way to come get some of you. He knows. If he comes knocking on your door, don't be like the Laodiceans and leave him out there. Comes knocking on that door, you should open it so quick. If you've made the mistake, get it right with God. If you got a situation, he already knows. He's telling you, I'm giving you a way of escape. Can you believe that tonight? Just bow your heads for a minute. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, just a few words. I know that if we could just focus that you love us and that you are determined that your bride is going to make it, you will cause us to live right. When your prophet tried to kill some boys and he shot 16 bullets and they didn't fire, you caused him to be saved because he was murderer in his heart, but you protected him. Lord, tonight there's people that's got something in their heart and you're still protecting them. Let them realize they need to stop running from you and run to you. Lord, may you speak to their soul tonight. Give them the availability to realize that Jesus Christ is looking to the inward part of your soul. Oh God, help me, Lord, to be focused. Help me to be faithful. Lord, help me not to hide. But help me to be open, Lord Jesus. In all of my life, I need you, Lord, more than ever before. The enemy comes trying to sway us. But Lord, you can come and make a way where there seems to be no way. Challenge the enemy with us. Let's expose him together. And with humility in our heart, help us, oh God, to say thank you. Lord, that you've made a way. Speak to their hearts, Lord. These are your children. This is your bride. Do the work that they need tonight, Lord, and come by our way. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. I surrender. Blessed Savior, I surrender. Let's just sing it once more before we read the prayer request. I surrender all. I surrender all. Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen. There's many needs here tonight. I want to give a thanksgiving here first. It says, thank God Almighty to add another year to my life. Saints, help me praise. Help me with praises, for he is worthy. God bless you, Sister Cassinda. Amen. God bless you, Sister Cassinda. Saints of the living God, remember Mo Shazar's daughter with the fail of a shunt in her skull to drain the fluid in the body. She is admitted in the hospital. Her name is Kelly. for doing a good deed to us. God bless you all. Amen. This one says, for a better prayer life, closer walk with the Lord, pray for those who live alone. Please pray for my neighbor, Adam. He needs help finding a job. That's from Ben Walls, my son. Amen. Another praise report of Thanksgiving says, God bless you, church. I want to thank God for healing my teacher. She came back to school yesterday after 7 months. Thank you for your prayers, and may God bless you. That's Peter. Amen. We thank God for answering prayers. Amen. Then also, I'd like for us to remember Brother Homer Frazier. That is Brother Ron Spencer's father-in-law. He's been having a lot of trouble. He's lost a leg after an accident that he had. And now he's been having a lot of infections in his body. And they put him in a rehab. But I was told today that even though he's in the rehab, he's not eating and is getting weaker each day. And so the doctors don't give him much hope. So we pray that God will touch Brother Frazier. Then I spoke with Brother John Agosum today. He's been very sick. And he says this is the first time in his life since he's been preaching that he could not preach. For the past week, he's had to have brothers helping him preach in the church because he's so sick. And he also said to greet the church. And Brother Bartley, I spoke to him this afternoon. He said there's some needs that's going on around where he's at their church. The Lord's blessing them. He said, but we got some needs. And we need y'all to pray for us. And he also sends his greetings to the church, him and his wife. Then my little granddaughter, Eliana, is sick and been throwing up, and she needs a prayer also. Brother Ben's son, Ben Jr., is, Lord willing, going to be getting out of the place where he's been for some months now, almost a year that he's been in this place, and he needs God to touch him. Next Thursday, June 9th, I believe it is, he's supposed to get out. And if there's any that could go to the place to see him there, or... Okay. At 9:30 in the morning is kind of a graduation, and he'll be getting out. If there's anybody that can go and be a support to him from the church, that would be wonderful. And then also, don't forget, don't stop asking God to help us find our own place to worship. Moving to the sanctuary is just a Band-Aid. That's all it is. We still need a place. Brother Jake's got a few more. Brother Israel, I should say. Amen. Please pray for my friends, for the Lord to touch each and every one of their lives. Also pray for me. I need more of God in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I find it easy serving the Lord and my parents. Christian. Thank God for defeating Satan and raising up a standard against him. Whenever he comes in like a flood against my health, may his name be praised. Please pray for perfection of my health. Thank God for deliverance, delivering my mother when she fell in her compound and hurt her head on the ground, hit her head on the ground. Thank God for his healing hands on her. Please pray that God will continue to keep her in good health and protection, Sister Shade. Amen. We thank God for doing that. He's still able. How many has an unspoken request tonight? There's many, many unspoken requests. Let's just start with the Thanksgiving. If you just stand with me, then I'll ask Brother Tim to come help me pray tonight a little bit, and some different brothers possibly to help us. We know God. Brother Branham said that God is more willing to answer our prayers than what we even ask him. He's willing to do much more than we're giving him credit for. Let's just pray and thank him for allowing us at this time of life that we're in, we should be thankful that we know Him and that we can honor Him. Let's just pray together. Pray in your own way. Do you love the Lord? Do you believe that if you know Him, He knows your situation? Do you believe that He can come by your way tonight and help you? If He can go out of His way for one little lady at the well, He can go out of His way for one of us. Let's just pray. Our precious Lord Jesus, we have come to the house of God tonight, and we come to commit ourselves into Your hands. Lord, to worship You in spirit and in truth, and to thank You that there's none of us worthy of Your grace and mercy. But because You've chosen us and You've allowed us to hear the Word of God, we come here, Lord, tonight to stand and be the standard bearers for the glory of God. We've come, Lord Jesus, to raise up a standard because You gave us one to hold. Lord, the enemy would come and try to take it away from us. But we stand here, and as soldiers of God, soldiers of the cross, we put our armor on tonight, and we stand with our shield of faith and our sword of salvation, the helmet that we wear, O God, of protection by the Word. Lord, we thank You tonight that we can come and worship You and identify that we are the sons and daughters of God, and that our high priest is more than ready to come and stand in the gap for us. Lord Jesus, You know every situation. You know every circumstance tonight, Lord, and we want to yield ourselves into Your hands. Lord, if there be some wicked way in us, oh God, cast it out. If there be some ill feeling, oh God, cast it away from us. If there's any situation that we are not behaving the way we should, Lord, cause us to see that situation and come, Lord, and repent to You. Lord, as the little woman held a hold of Your garment and said she needed a touch, Lord, she knew immediately You did something. Lord, she feared and she came trembling and she bowed down and she told all. Oh God, help me to tell all tonight. Help my brothers and sisters to tell all tonight. Lord, that we worship a living God that understands our situation and the problems we deal with. Lord, come by our seat tonight. Come by our situation tonight, Lord. There's many that can't be here tonight, Lord, because of different things. But Lord, go by their way and let them know You still speak to their hearts. You still know their circumstances and the situations that's going on. Would You come, Lord Jesus, tonight and minister in a special way? We ask all these things, Lord, that we give You honor and praise. We get no honor, we get no glory because we can't do anything. But You are the high priest that can be touched with the feelings and the infirmities of Your children. Speak to them, Lord. Open the way and show them who You are in this hour. We ask that You come just now and be glorified in us so we can worship You. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I'm going to ask Brother Tim to come and pray over the situations for his minister brothers. Brother Frazier, who may not be with us much longer. He's around 80-something years old. He's been faithful for many, many years. And then Brother John Agosum, who's been faithful that I know of and is very sick. Brother Bartley's having some situations and needs that he needs God to touch him. So we need God to help these brethren who are fighting the battle with us and are standing in the course. Brother Tim's going to use the blue microphone. If you young brothers, Pete, pay attention to what's going on here now. Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, come before Your throne of grace and mercy this hour, O Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, these men of God, O Lord Jesus, that are to their congregations, O Lord, feeding them the words of life, O Lord, as you spoken through Your prophet, O Lord. Lord Jesus, Satan would love to take these men out, O Lord Jesus, but Lord, may they stand, O Father. Lord, by Your power, O Lord, and the prayers of Your saints, O Lord, may You touch Brother Homer, O Lord, in his situation, dear Lord. Lord, his health is failing, O Lord Jesus. But Lord Jesus, You gave us a promise, dear Father, that by Your stripes we are healed. And Lord Jesus, we're pleading the blood of Jesus Christ for Brother Homer, O Father, that he be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord Jesus. Give him strength, O Lord Jesus. Give him encouragement, O Lord Let him know that your saints are praying for him, O Lord Jesus, and encourage him. Lord, bring him back to health, O Lord Jesus, that he may preach the word of God again. Lord Jesus, Brother Johnny Gosom, O Lord Jesus, O Lord, that we've supported these years, O Father. He's been thankful, O Lord Jesus, always giving a report of what is going on, O Lord Jesus. And Lord, he's sent Brother Mike, O Lord, to the congregation because he has confidence in our prayers, O Lord. And Lord Jesus, we pray, O Father, believing with all of our heart and faith, O Lord, to bring him to health in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, Brother Bartley, O Father, oh, how a pastor bears many burdens, O Lord Jesus, that the people don't really see, O Lord, but you see, O Lord. And there's situations, there's issues in the congregation, O Father. Lord, may you come down, O Lord. Lord, the enemy comes in, O Lord, but you raise a standard against the enemy. Dear Father, raise that standard, O Father, that you may be glorified, O Father. We ask all this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You know, as I was coming on the way, I was listening. Brother Ram was going through questions and answers, and somebody wrote him a real nice note and said, "What can we do to help you?" You know, there's some things you just can't take the burden away from. He said, "Well, there's nothing you can really help me with except pray." That's the best thing you can do sometimes for a pastor or a minister is just pray that God can make a way. Amen. I want to pray for Brother Ben's son, Ben Jr. Without God intervening, he'll lose his way. This young man needs God to come by his way. He's got issues he needs to deal with. He needs guidance. He needs spiritual leadership. He's been in this place for almost a year. Sometimes his mental thinking is not exactly where it ought to be. He needs God. Jesus knows. We need this young man to know that God understands. Let's just pray special for Ben Aquad Jr. is who we're praying for. Lord Jesus, I've watched this young man, I believe since he was about 10 years old, maybe 9 or 10 years old, come here, and Lord, his training has not been well. His spiritual life has not been good. His natural way has not been the way it should be. Lord, he's got issues of life. But Lord, one touch from the Master can make all the difference. If it was one of my sons, Lord, what would I do? I would pray. I would counsel. I would tell him how God has power to give him leadership. But Lord, he needs the right influence to live under. Not under a television. Not under uncensored computer time. He needs supervision. His mental age is not with his body. And Lord Jesus, he needs you to come alongside. Lord, touch his mother. Yes. Touch his father. Yes. Lord, let them work as a unit, as a family. Yes. Lord, rebuke the enemy who's trying to bring a disruption. Lord, this situation is in your hands. Yes. Lord, if this is your seed, we ask that you would do all things that are possible. Yes. And let him receive from you tonight. Lord, let him feel your presence. He told me one time, almost a year ago, that he was going to serve you. Lord, I pray that's still going to hold true. Lord, may you help him. Make the transition for him, Lord. Touch his life. Do the work, Lord Jesus, in a special way. Father, only you can understand how it's going and what's going to happen. Lord, I'm asking you tonight, give us, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ, wisdom. And help us, Lord, to go out of our way to try to spend some time. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord, to be committed to serving you and serving your people. Lord, that's what our desire is, to do your work, to be God in the flesh if we can. Let him see Jesus in the flesh through human beings. Lord, we'll praise you for it tonight. We'll glorify you. Lord, I think about my little granddaughter who's homesick tonight, little Eliana. Lord, she's suffering. Something's come on her. She's been throwing up. Lord, would you touch her body? Lord, would you run that demon out of her body? Lord, let her realize that God is her healer. Lord, she loves you and she wants to serve you, oh God. Lord, would you make yourself known to her tonight, I pray. Let the presence of God be upon her. Lord, we praise these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. For the glory of God. Amen. Pray for this lady. I believe it's from Sister Cassinda. The shunt in her skull to drain the fluid. The body is, she's in the hospital, and her name is Kelly. God knows. God knows. We don't know Kelly, but God knows who Kelly is. Would you pray with me tonight for this lady? My understanding, according to this little testimony, she's been good to God's people. That goes a long way with the Lord. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, it's a lady named Kelly. She's done good deeds for us. Lord, she needs you. On behalf of the children of God, we bring her before you tonight. Lord, that you may get glory in healing her. Let her know, Lord God, that it's because of the prayers of the saints that she did something in her life. We've had others testify that you came on the scene and that you met the need. Lord, would you come tonight? Lord Jesus, answer this prayer and meet this need. Oh God, because this situation is before you. Lord, we can't do anything in ourselves, but where two or three are gathered in thy name, Lord, we stand here and come and bring our petition, Lord, boldly to the throne of grace tonight. Lord, that she can go by the way of Kelly. Lord, if she could be your seed, Lord, that you touch her life and make a way. Lord, would you have mercy upon her tonight? Let the presence of God be in her soul. Lord, watch over, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, let it be so. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. It says, please pray for my friends, for the Lord to touch each and every one of their lives. Also pray for me. I need more of God in my life. There's no signature on it, but God knows. Another one here says, for a better prayer life, a closer walk with the Lord, and pray for those who live alone. Amen. Amen. I asked Brother Ken if he would come pray for these needs. How many of you want a closer walk? Every day. Every day. Let's pray with Brother Ken.
Lord Jesus, we come to you again tonight, Lord, giving thanks for all the things that you've given for us. Lord, these folks have asked for a closer walk with you, Lord, and that's something that we all need. We all should be asking for that tonight, Lord. We ask that you reach down and touch every single one of us. These two folks that have asked for the closer walk, Lord, and the one that's asked for their friends as well. We all have friends and loved ones, Lord, that need that closer walk as well. We can't get from day to day without you, Lord. So we ask that you would touch us, Lord, every one of us, that you bring us closer to you. You show us those things that we have need of, that we might ask for those things, Lord, that you've asked us to ask you for and to rely upon you for. So, Lord, we ask once again tonight that we would come away from here tonight closer to you, that you might give us those things that we have need of. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. A couple more here. Sister Sade's prayer request for her mom. I'm going to ask Brother Sasu if he would get ready to come and pray over this request. Sister Sade's mother, the situation with her. Amen. I know she has some sons that needs God to intervene in their lives. Another one of the young people says, I find it easy to serve in the Lord and my parents. That's wonderful. We know God is able tonight. Amen. Each one of our young people need to realize that God is in their life and watching over them. As Brother Sasu comes tonight to minister, to pray, and there's also a prayer of ministry. Amen. Let's just pray for these needs and all the unspoken requests, Brother Sasu also, and also all the unspoken requests. There was many hands.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we present this unto Thee, O Lord.
Yes, Father.
Though we just a tool in Thy hands tonight that You can use. Lord, Your children are before You and they call upon You this evening. This is Your daughter, Sister Shadi, O Lord. Her request is before You, O Lord Jesus, knowing that, Lord, You have solution to every problem. Lord Jesus, we commit her mom into Thy hands, O Lord, and the family. Lord, I remember her son also, O Lord. Wherever he is this very hour, O Father, he can run, O Lord, but he can never hide. Lord Jesus, You can see all, even where there is no light, Lord, because You are light, You can see through. We pray Thee this hour. There are prayer requests, O God, that names are not mentioned, but because You are God, You know them all. Lord, we bring them before You this evening, O God, that You alone, O Father, can stretch Thy arms, O Lord, tonight. In Thy hands, Lord, we lay them all before Thee, O God. You know the troubles, You know, O Lord. Father, may You grant it unto each of everyone tonight. Myself, Lord, I am not doing well. I am attacked, oh Lord, this evening by this cough. Do not know where it comes from. But Lord Jesus, I pray Thee this hour, oh Father, that I need, oh Lord, a special touch from You this evening. Come touch me, oh God. I pray Thee, O God, even before I leave here, O God, that I will be healed. Lord Jesus, I pray, O God, in Thy hands I bring everything, O Lord. Lord, may You lift up Your hands, O God, tonight, O God. And we will surely come to You with praises. We'll come to You with exaltation, O God, and pray, O Lord. We thank You tonight, O Lord, because You hear us, O God. We thank You, O God. May Your name be blessed tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We thank You, Lord. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. I have a prayer request here from Sister Elizabeth Wankenko, where is she? Amen. Sister Elizabeth, if you will come. She says, please pray for me, church. I've been having chest pains. Amen. God can heal the chest pains. Can come your way. Let's just pray together. Lord, Sister Elizabeth's young. You know what the need is. You know what the chest pains are. Lord, your daughter stands here tonight. If she can just touch the hem of your garment, Lord, the virtue will come. Power of your word, the power of your spirit will heal her. Lord, you can make a way for her. Tonight, Lord Jesus, let it be according to your will, according to your word. God, she needs you tonight. Lord, may you have your way. Lord, rebuke the enemy for her sake. Lord, but let her life so shine, Lord, that others can see that God lives in her. Lord, let her be a testimony, Lord. To the young people. Don't let it be a game, but Lord, let it be a reality. Father, may you come tonight. Lord, may you touch her. May you change her, Lord. May you help her situation. Lord, bless her, we pray, in a special way. Oh God, we know that you're the healer of every situation and every circumstance. Lord, make it so tonight, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, touch her, Lord, I ask. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. My son Ben's got a neighbor that needs a job, and I've met the neighbor. Seems like a nice man. He needs God. He needs God more than he needs a job. That's what I see. Being a good neighbor is nice, but knowing Jesus Christ makes you a better neighbor. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, you know the need tonight. Lord, this man's name is Adam. It's a Bible name. Lord, his parents must have knew that that name came out of the Bible. And Lord, he needs a touch in his life. He needs a God that can lead him and guide him. He needs a God that can reach out where he is, Lord, and show him that there's a Jesus Christ who's the high priest. Lord, in his infirmity tonight, as he needs you in his life, and he needs a job. And if men can be a help or a blessing to him, Lord, I pray that you would help him to be a witness, a testimony to this man. Lord, would you come and, Lord, cause something to happen? Would you come by his way, Lord? And touch him in a special way. Lord, may you help in this situation. Lord, you said if we lack anything in wisdom and knowledge to ask you and to acknowledge you in all of our ways and you direct our paths. Lord, this man would be directed better if he knew who you were. I pray, oh God, we can be an influence somehow in this life, in someone we don't even really know, Lord, but you know everyone that your seed. Have your way tonight, we pray, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. One more prayer request. It says, please keep praying for baby Isaac's continued healing. He has been having high fever and on and off. Now, may God bless you all, the Mabes. Amen. Is the baby here tonight? Is the baby here? Felt led to bring the oil tonight. I've been thinking about this little fella, knowing God's a healer. Amen. 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 Lord Jesus, here is my smallest little brother Isaac. Lord, we know that the enemy would try in every situation to make our children sick. And this little fellow can't tell us anything. What hurts? What's the problem? Lord, I pray tonight that you let the devil know this is the night it stops. No more high fever. No more up and down. Lord, let it be according to thy word that the infirmity that this child's dealing with, the enemy has to reverse himself. Go out of the body of the child. Lord, put him out of this baby. Lord, this is your baby. Lord, you can touch him and you can heal him completely. Father, we praise you tonight and give you glory and praise for touching little Isaac. We ask and bless your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. There's another need of a prayer I feel, and that's for Sister Victoria Hayes' family. Sister Vicky and Sister Takima's father, who passed away. Lord willing, we'll be doing the funeral on Tuesday morning. I got to keep my father up until he was 84. Twice the age of their father, he was 42. He's only got to see a couple of his grandchildren, I believe. It's a hard thing. His wife, her name is Tina, she needs God in her life. It's in a very emotional situation right now. And it's hard. His sister, her name is Nicole. She's right out here. She comes faithful. She's had a hard time with it, but she said the Lord came to her, helped her. We believe that Victor, her brother, made a good crossing. We believe it. And that's what I'm going to be preaching. But for those that don't know the Lord, this may be their opportunity. Pray for me that I can say something in this funeral that will touch the lives. Would you pray for me? Pray with this family. Brother Joe Sway and his wife, Sister Vicky. Brother Andy, his wife, Sister Takima. They need God. They've got God. But they're going to miss their dad. We want them to know that we love them when we're praying for them. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you tonight. Family's suffering. It hurts. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, as Victor testified to me that he fully had given his heart to you before he passed. Lord, I pray you'll do the same for the rest of the family. Lord, that you will speak to their hearts some way. Touch them, Lord. Be with them. Help Sister Vicky, Sister Takima. Sister Victoria has brought these girls to church since they were little girls. Help Sister Victoria, Sister Nicole. Help Tina, his wife, Lord. It's a hard thing. They still have little children. I think the youngest one's still 7 years old. It's a hard thing. She's lost her daddy. Lord, they need you to come on the scene and help them. We know that you're ever-present help in a time of trouble, a time of need. Lord, I pray tonight that by your power, by your spirit, Lord, that out of the death of victor can come victory. Lord, that can change the circumstance for some of their lives. He's got some brothers that really don't know who you are. They talk about God, but they don't know you. Lord, would you change their life? Lord, would you speak to their soul? Help me, Lord, to say something in this funeral coming up that can be a blessing to the family. Lord, to reach out and to show love and compassion. Grant it, Father, I pray tonight that we may give you glory and honor for all things. Lord, this is for your glory we're asking. Lord, this is to give praise to you and to help this family. Sister Victoria Hayes has been faithful for many, many years since she's been here. You've answered many of her prayers, met many of the needs. Lord, would you meet one more? Touch her family. And we'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus Christ's name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother, if you would play, I bless your name again. I bless your name. There's no one else to bless. You bless the name of Jesus Christ. If you can bless his name above every name, he can visit where you are. He can know every situation that you have. Every temptation that the devil would put in your way, Jesus was tempted in all. Let's just trust him. Amen. Let's just bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I bless you.
Just sing it one more time before we go. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the Lord, we bless your name tonight. Let us sing praises to your name wherever we are. Let us lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Father, that you may receive glory and honor. Lord, bless all those who have come tonight to glorify your name and to lift you up. Give them traveling mercies on their way home. Keep them safe along the way, Lord Jesus, and minister in their lives. Help us, Lord, on the events that's coming up with different things that are going on. Bless us with the time when Brother George Smith comes to minister to us, Lord, in June. Lord, may you bless each one that comes to worship you. We'll give you praise and honor. Remember our request tonight, Lord. All that we've prayed for, may you touch and meet the needs. And let us hear their testimonies of what God has done. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name, and we'll praise you for everything. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the Lord. Sing this song, you can be dismissed as you feel led. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am, I will see. Honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. God bless you. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I will sing to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all my allegiance to the Lamb. With all I am, I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance.